Lord be with you.
And with
you. Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Lord.
Great crowds were traveling with Jesus, and he turned and addressed them. If anyone comes to me without hating his father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, and even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. Whoever does not carry his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. Which of you, wishing to construct a tower, does not first sit down and calculate the cost to see if there is enough for its completion? Otherwise, after laying the foundation and finding himself unable to finish the work, the onlookers should laugh at him and say, "This one began to build but did not have the resources to finish." Or what king marching into battle would not first sit down and decide whether with 10,000 troops he can successfully oppose another king, advancing upon him with 20,000 troops? But if not, while he is still far away, he will send a delegation to ask for peace terms. In the same way, every one of you who does not renounce all his possessions cannot be my disciple. The Gospel of the Lord. It's the tradition of the oblate priests, especially in this parish, on Wednesday to celebrate the votive mass in honor of St. Joseph. So this mass is celebrated in honor of St. Joseph. St. Teresa of Avila, who lived in the 16th century, was one who really promoted devotion to St. Joseph. And she said that the saints work, but St. Joseph works very, very quickly. So if you have some struggle you're going through, make an novena to St. Joseph, and you'll find that he's very, very powerful. He's the most powerful saint in the Catholic Church, St. Joseph. And it stands to reason, because St. Joseph, he was the spouse of the Blessed Virgin Mary. He was the foster father of the Son of God. What an incredible mission he was given. So let's go to St. Joseph and ask him to really obtain for us special graces. And I would mention one we should all ask for. St. Teresa of Avila says that St. Joseph is the patron of the interior life. What does that mean? He's a patron of prayer life. We all find ourselves struggling with prayer at times. So when we find ourselves floundering in no man's land in our prayer life, go to St. Joseph. And say, "St. Joseph, I really am struggling in my prayer life." You who are constantly in contact with Jesus Christ, looking at him, talking to him, loving him, that's what prayer is. Obtain for me the grace to go deeper in my prayer life. Amen?
Amen?
Okay, the first reading. Of all the virtues, okay, for the Protestants, the most important virtue is faith. It's kind of funny because the Protestants really love the letter to St. Paul, right? To the Romans. They have a great love for the Romans. But it would seem funny that they would place faith above love, even though you read Romans 13 or 1 Corinthians 13. Faith comes before charity. in order, because you can't love someone you don't know. But love is the greatest of all virtues. So if we are able to live out love, then we'll live out all the other virtues. Let me give you the best way to live out love by means of suggesting an encyclical that was written about 10 years ago. Who was the Pope 10 years ago? No, it was Pope Benedict, okay? John Paul II died, he died the year 2005, right? Okay. Brush up on your ecclesiology, okay? My favorite document of Pope Benedict XVI was Sacramenta Caritatis. We all have our favorites. No? How's your Latin? Sacramenta Caritatis is, in English, is the sacrament of charity, or the sacrament of love. So if you haven't read that, I would suggest that you read it. And I'll just give you a mini course in ecclesiology this morning, mini course. Probably the most famous document written over the past century on the liturgy came from Vatican II. And the name of that document was Sacrosanctum Concilium. Okay, that's one of the four dogmatic constitutions from Vatican II. They are De Verbum, Gaudium et Spes, Lumen Gentium, and Sacrosancta Concilium. Sacrosancta Concilium explains the Mass, the liturgy of the hours, the liturgical year. That is the foundation of the modern liturgy. That's the foundation. Now, if you know your ecclesiology well, Sacramenta Caritatis is building on that. So Pope Benedict is not going to be adding new things. He's not going to be changing, but he's going to be building upon Sacrosancta Concilium. So let me, just to whet your appetite, I'll pull out of my mental archives two or three ideas from that document. First is that the Pope says one way that we can renew our love for the Eucharist, because if we really want to grow in love, we're going to be growing in love by participating fully, actively, and consciously in the Mass. So what you're doing now, if you really live out the Mass to the fullest extent possible, this is the way you're going to be able to live out the first reading today. If you're just trying to flex your muscles, I'm going to love God, that's only going to get you so far. But if you live out this Mass to the fullest extent possible, and you receive communion with love, with passion, with fire, you're all going to be living that first reading. So living out the Mass is the way to live out love. Okay, say for example, you cannot go to Mass. Sacramenta Caritatis, Pope Benedict, recalls us to go back to a traditional practice that our parents and our grandparents taught us. The younger generation have never heard of this before. But we oldies were brought up with what is called the spiritual communion. When I was six or seven years old, I wanted to receive communion. Because when I was 6 or 7, I understood it. I understood very clearly when I was in first grade what Holy Communion was. Thanks be to good parents and good nuns and a pretty good formation. I really wanted to receive communion, but I couldn't at 6 years old. So possibly my best catechist, who was my mother, said, well, make a spiritual communion. Well, what's that? Well, it's this, you can't receive our Lord sacramentally, but say this every time you go to Mass and you're waiting to prepare yourself to receive your first communion. Jesus, I cannot receive you now sacramentally, but at least come into my soul spiritually. And then you invite Jesus Christ into your soul spiritually. Now I'm going to say something shocking. St. Alphonsus says people can receive more graces from a spiritual communion than a sacramental communion if there's a great desire. Now that would shock you. But I'll explain that. If you come up and receive communion in a nonchalant, perfunctory, mechanical way, you're going to receive some grace. But if someone cannot receive communion, cannot, because of circumstances, but has an ardent desire to receive our Lord, that person can receive more graces by a spiritual communion than you by a sacramental communion, because of the ardent desire of the heart. This is St. Alphonsus Liguori. You hear that? Understand it? So, for us to grow in love, we have to understand this homily that I'm giving to you. You are at the source of love. You're at that burning bush of Moses. You're close to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Because the Sacred Heart of Jesus is the most eloquent symbol of love in the whole universe. Here, one other idea from Pope Benedict XVI. And we try to implement this every week. When we have funerals and marriages, we tell the people what the Eucharist is. We say, right before giving our communion, right now is the most sublime moment of Holy Mass. Only practicing Catholics who go to Mass on Sunday or in the state of grace can receive the Eucharist properly. Also, come up and receive the Lord with great reverence and devotion. That means with your hands folded, making a reverential bow. When you hear the body of Christ, say Amen. And then receive Jesus Christ with great love and devotion. So if we really want to grow in love, we're all called to grow in love. And as St. John of the Cross says, in el ocaso de nuestra existencia seremos juzgados sobre el amor. Okay? In the twilight of our existence, we'll be judged on love, as St. John of the Cross says. Why not take a shortcut? The shortcut is by living out this Mass. Receive, if you're going to receive communion today, receive communion today as if it were your first communion, your last communion, and your only communion. Amen.